Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. Welcome to day 775. Trump accused House Democratic leaders of going, quote, stone-cold crazy, end quote, because they opened an oversight investigation into his administration and his allies. Trump argued that the lawmakers are needlessly harassing 81 innocent people and groups with demands for documents. Trump claimed the Democrats are conducting, quote, a big fat fishing expedition, end quote, which amounts to presidential harassment, which he typed in all caps. New York State regulators, meanwhile, issued a subpoena to the Trump Organization's insurance broker. The request comes days after Michael Cohen testified that the Trump Organization inflated the value of its assets to insurance companies. New York regulators are requesting copies of the insurance policies issued to Trump and the Trump Organization by Aon Brokerage, as well as applications and financial statements used to secure the policies. The Trump Organization is now facing scrutiny from federal prosecutors, congressional Democrats, and insurance regulators. In D.C., the White House rejected a request from the House Oversight Committee for documents about Jared Kushner's security clearance and the White House's process for granting said clearances to personnel. White House counsel Pat Cipollone called it an overly intrusive document request. Separately, Trump suggested that the White House will refuse to comply with requests for documents from the House Judiciary Committee as well. Former White House attorney Ty Cobb, meanwhile, called Robert Mueller an American hero and said that he disagreed with Trump's view that Mueller's investigation is a politically motivated witch hunt. Cobb added that he believes Mueller's final report will spare Trump from any serious political harm and that the investigation will likely continue into 2020. Quote, "It's never going to be over," Cobb said. "I mean, this is going to go through 2020, and if the president is reelected, it'll go beyond that," end quote. Cobb also said that the Trump legal team's confrontational approach to the Mueller probe wouldn't have been his strategy, adding that he doesn't, quote, feel the same way about Mueller, end quote. Meanwhile, the new Attorney General, William Barr, will not recuse himself from overseeing Mueller's investigation. Last year, as a lawyer in private practice, Barr sent the Justice Department an unsolicited 19-page memo, which criticized Mueller's investigation into possible obstruction and collusion by Trump as, quote, fatally misconceived, end quote. Robert Mueller also notified a federal judge about Roger Stone's Instagram post, which could be a violation of the judge's gag order. Mueller did not take a position when he notified Judge Amy Berman of Stone's social media post, which suggested that Stone had been framed by the special counsel and also came out just ahead of the re-release of a book that he co-wrote, which explores the, quote, myth of Russian collusion, end quote. If the judge finds that Stone violated his gag order, she could throw him in jail without bail, pending his trial, which he'll be defending against charges of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice. And finally, Michael Cohen's attorney raised the possibility of a pardon with Trump's attorneys after the FBI raided Cohen's offices and properties in April. The House Judiciary Committee is currently investigating those conversations, which took place between Cohen's attorney, Stephen Ryan, and Trump's attorneys, Jay Sekulow, Rudy Giuliani, and Joanna Hendon. Trump's attorneys dismissed the idea at the time, but Giuliani apparently left the possibility open that Trump could grant Cohen a pardon in the future. There is no indication that Cohen personally asked for a pardon, nor that he was aware of any discussions on the subject. And in the polls, Quinnipiac says 64% of Americans believe that Trump committed crimes before he was elected, 45% believe that Trump has committed crimes while in office, and 50% say they believe Cohen more than Trump. And now to the notables. 1. T-Mobile spent $195,000 at Trump's Washington, D.C. hotel after the announcement of its merger with Sprint last April. 2. Trump accused India of unfairly shutting out American businesses and announced plans to end special trade treatment status for the country. 3. Trump said he agrees 100% with keeping a military presence in Syria just 2 months after declaring that all U.S. troops are leaving the country. 4. Donor records reveal that Trump or Ivanka have donated to 6 of the declared or potential 2020 Democratic presidential candidates, including Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Kirsten Gillibrand. 5. Bernie Sanders will, quote, run and serve as a member of the Democratic Party, end quote. 6. Michael Bloomberg will not run for president in 2020. And 7. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb resigned his post effective in about a month. Gottlieb is credited with leading the FDA's charge against underage vaping. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.